Hey Suzanne.
Hey.
Get that back up. Let's get our agenda up. Said I'd take notes for today.
Yep.
So I can start with attendees. All right. Start.
Yay.
Yep.
I wrote to Dennis because the University Library of Regensburg started with the edifact orders. I guess they are the first to use it. I got
So,
no reaction.
yeah. Which orders are they doing?
Edifact.
Edifact orders.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you should stick it on the you should put it on the acquisition SIG Slack.
Yeah, I wait for Sabrina because
Okay.
she's at this library and then they're doing it for like 2 weeks now. Yeah. Oh, wait a bit.
Morning.
Hey, Joe.
How's it going?
Good.
Nice.
Just waiting for other people to come on. I think Mike and
Yeah.
Boaz and Kirsten should be coming, right?
I think so. Or are they like done because they're rolling off?
Well, I mean, I asked people, everybody said they'd keep going even though they're
Okay.
rolling. So they had their chance.
Yep.
Oh, I see there's two messages from them just this morning that Mike isn't going to be here and Kirsten's not going to be here.
Got it.
I don't know.
Paul and Boaz should be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess it's a combination of change in personnel in summer.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like last minute things for both of them.
Okay.
So,
Gotcha.
sure what we'll do today then if they're not going to be here.
Yeah.
Well, did you get a chance to look through the document that Boaz created?
Did not yet pull that out.
And then I was interested to talk to Mike a little more about this, because he's also thinking some, like, at the bottom of the document about what our goals are for the elected representation on the councils.
Yeah.
If we're forcing experienced people off and, you know, not gaining anything for it, that's sort of where I think he was going.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that Kirsten was also concerned that EBSCO is no longer on. Especially.
Yeah, I mean, I think in theory, I feel like the idea of having the elections and having term limits is so that as the community grows, it's not always the same people who are driving all the conversation, and there's an opportunity for newer members to have a seat at the table and
yeah.
change things up that otherwise wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
I mean, we never created anything in the governance that said, like, EBSCO has to have membership at the councils.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
I was not as concerned about it. I mean, people
yeah.
meetings are open.
Me neither.
Come to them.
Yeah.
I think, you know, more to the point maybe is that the engagement in the election is very low.
Yeah. And it's tricky because the voting software itself is just like you pay for an add-on for them to send emails to remind people to vote. But it doesn't tell you like when they're sending it or anything like that. It's just like, congrats, you've paid for it. So it was just really weird. At least to me. So, I mean, I definitely think, and also it's just like, well, it's, you know, yes, it emails stuff out, and then like we're kind of reliant on Slack as a communication tool, which is fine, but not great.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's based on impact, not just self-nomination. Yeah, I think that having ex officio seats is gonna be an interesting point of discussion, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we don't need ex officio seats since they are open. Anybody can sort of be an ex officio member.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, there isn't really, outside of, I guess, maybe like some of the in-person meetings where you just can't really participate.
Yeah.
There isn't like executive session that's typically held by any of the councils. So
yeah, so it's not as big a deal. Non-library member elections as is, but reserve standing votes for certain suppliers. I don't know about that. I feel like that's also kind of a risky proposition. It looks like Kirsten said run library member elections as is, but cluster standing voter seats to represent all suppliers. I mean, that's, I think, maybe a good way to balance things out. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Scenario number four.
I'm just taking some notes, so just a sec.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean that's I think number four is maybe a pretty good balanced thing. It also forces cooperation between suppliers if they're all represented by one person.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the like supplier reserved seat.
Yeah, but also consortia.
Well, I mean, we were hoping on the product council that we would get a member of the Galileo Consortia to run, but they didn't join.
Yeah.
That person wasn't eligible.
Got it.
I mean, I think if we wanted to go with sort of reserving seats, it could make it even harder for recruitment if you can't recruit somebody who's in that particular role.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, given that it's always kind of a push, I would like to move that one to discussion, over scenario three, over scenarios two or three. Just number of electors to institutional representatives only. I think scenario five is really hard to organize.
All right, so yeah, so scenario two, we kind of already have this.
Yeah, I think scenario four is preferable to scenario two and three, because it keeps a little more like a little more democratic. And to your point, Kristen, I think that scenario two is kind of a neither here nor there with the open elections. Number five is just really, really hard to organize. But it may drive the advantages it would drive membership, member engagement. Number six, reduce number of electors to institutional representatives.
So what is number five? Reduce the number of electors to institutional representatives only.
Yeah, which is really,
So that means no suppliers on these?
yeah, I've
I
either
don't know.
no.
Some of the suppliers are some of the most active people, though. You know, they come
Yeah.
from different perspectives, and I'm not sure how that even like
I'm
applies.
wondering if that just means the 42 people, like the 42 emails that we have who are like the member contacts. I wonder if that's what he means. So rather
When
than
I, if I think about our institution as the BVB, it's like,
are you a supplier?
yeah, kind of. We're hosting the
Yeah.
Kubernetes for all the libraries and the Folio
Okay.
systems for all the libraries,
Yeah.
and there are like four members aside from the BVB, and like 25 libraries who could now vote, and then just the BVB can vote, so.
Yeah, it doesn't quite feel right. And I think the same with number six is too limiting as well. Man, Boaz came with a lot of stuff. Did you do this with AI?
Hey, kind of.
Hey.
I did. How did it go? I'm sorry, I was late. I had something
Yeah.
urgent. I did a lot of the scenarios just from my head. The first bullet point with some of those ideas how to increase engagement and all of that came from ChatGPT. The other ones were just like things that I thought maybe we can do.
Yeah,
And
totally.
yeah. So I
So
know
we're
I missed a lot of what you were talking about. Like I
no worries. We're kind of going through and seeing like of these which ones we would like to bring to a broader discussion.
Right.
Yeah,
So
we've
I
done
guess.
scenario four so far. I mean, scenario one we can obviously, as is, I think would continue
Yeah.
considered.
I think we had some questions on scenarios, 5 and 6. Does institutional representatives mean like just the people who represented each organization, and is that excluding suppliers?
Oh, let me just get to it again.
Let me stick the link in the chat for you.
I got it.
Thank you.
So 5 and 6.
Yeah. Who's referred to in institutional representatives and who's excluded, I guess, is my question.
Oh, right. Yeah. People from the same organization as there are multiple communities. Right, who does that mean? Oh, this number of electors, the institution representatives. Oh, what I meant here, not the electors. Sorry, that's me kind of going crazy.
Candidates, right?
What?
Candidates.
No, I meant actually instead of having a community-wide election, to have only members elect.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the assumption there was like, if we are actually anyway getting 13% or 20%, I didn't know if those are just anyway members that are voting. And if we have just members voting anyway on their representatives, then there is less of a need to like always get to those small percentages because actually, maybe. And we haven't done the study. Maybe we have lots of engagement from the member institutions, and that's pretty cool. And then we don't need to worry that much, you know, about the non-members and all of that. So it's less. It's kind of just kind of reframing what the elections are about, you know, like if, and that was basically kind of the. I think that the crux of this. So,
Yeah.
what do you think? I don't know.
I think it seems a little bit too limiting, but in some ways, I'm trying to remember how many people voted total. Let me go check.
The electoral code is personal, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah.
and where do the emails come from?
They come from, I'll show you. It's a software called Election Runner.
Okay.
Let me share screen. Yeah, share screen. Come on, Zoom. Help me out. Back. Okay, share. Share whole screen. Got no secrets here. And we're still using Chris Spaulding's account. So it was 392 voters out of a total of 3,200.
And that 3,200, that's the number of people who have active Confluence accounts. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And active was like they'd done something in the last year. Is that right?
I don't remember. That's a Peter Murray question, honestly.
And there is like, if we're going to the, if we're, you're already showing that, how about go to the results tab for a
Yeah.
second so that people will
Yeah.
see. So we got like, you know, the very few percentage differences in the end.
Yeah, I mean,
Like we got like two people and
five
then like
votes.
eight people, and that's why it was like, well, wait a minute. We don't have EBSCO because eight people didn't vote.
Yeah, and there
EBSCO.
was a,
And it's
yeah.
kind of, like, I don't know. There are lots of, we go with like the highest number. That totally makes sense.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
yeah, it's literally by like a handful each time.
Yes. So, I,
Lawrence,
sorry?
what's the, what, if you go back over to the community council, what percentage did the top winner get? Oh yeah, that is pretty
Yeah, it's
that's a pretty big spread, isn't it? I mean, a pretty small spread.
right.
yeah.
Yeah, not because that was a lot higher in Tech Council, it seemed.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see your spread there.
Yeah,
This tech
19%.
console.
Everybody's like shelling out their stuff.
That's right.
And yeah.
So, I mean, the idea that one scenario, I think it's five or something. So like
Yeah,
out
five
of,
and six.
like 400, it's quite a difference, between,
Yeah.
19 and 13 or whatever percent. But out of 8,400 or whatever, like that's kind of a little less convincing that, like we have. So the idea was just to kind of, and we can look it up because I think in the election system, there is like a, you can look up the organization in the voters tab.
Yeah.
Like, so, you can do like Cornell and see how many eligible people from Cornell were asked to vote and how many voted with the green check mark. So like that kind of can give us a little bit of an insight on like, and I guess for this scenario, it's like an interesting kind of thing to know how many non-members really voted. And if we do see that non-members voted in a sort of a significant number, then it's great. Then, like we kind of, we can stick to the open elections, or we can just no more, like we can just say it's open elections and continue to do what we're doing. But like we're taking this risk that, like we end up with, just lack of representation. And it's not up to us. Like when Joe and I, when we were talking about it,
Yeah.
we are not like gonna be the ones to remind EBSCO to vote for their own
Yeah.
people, or this is just too much responsibility and we don't want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I
Like,
guess, I know Kirsten's not here, but like one of the things that we were talking about before you joined was just, is it really a problem that EBSCO doesn't have a rep on the councils?
right,
I mean,
that's a good one.
the council, that's it. The bylaws do not say that they need to. The
Nope.
council, it is a democratic process, and outside of I think the in-person meetings, it's pretty much there's never an executive session. They're always open. And if I were EBSCO, and I think that Christopher said this, he's just going to keep coming to the meetings. I mean,
Right.
Yeah.
like think about what was his name, that guy from Bywater, Ian.
Ibbotson.
No, not Ian Ibbinson.
Oh yeah,
Bywater.
yeah, Ian, yeah.
His
Right.
last name is escaping me, but he came to like every single meeting,
Oh, yeah.
joined the PC. In fact,
Yeah.
he always complained about the governance
Yes.
just because it prevented him from joining.
Yes.
But he was always there, and sometimes he had some really good contributions. Ian Walls.
Yep.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
I saw two interesting things on the voters. First one was Duke, and there the one email address from Duke. Aren't you with Alma?
Yeah, but you could keep your eye open to folio development,
Yeah,
maybe.
okay.
But
Yeah.
maybe Alma's turning out to be too expensive for them now because they're kind
Yeah.
of
And
problem.
Alma is not very good and perfect, and they have troubles over here, so
Yeah,
But
that's
don't
a
talk about
really
armor.
good point.
Nobody,
I
no
think.
system would satisfy Duke. I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
I know the troubles the regional libraries have, and they left us last year, and I still get to do some SQL things for them, and I'm not happy about it.
Oh, yeah, no, fair, right?
But so if Duke still gets the voters' mail,
Yeah,
that's.
I mean, if they're active in.
This is so cool because so like generally we like that like real like infrastructure support in some weird ways, and like I think what happened here like was like Peter just going in the last few years who was like a Confluence active login and
Yeah.
Duke until recently, but that's not great, you know. Like so we do need. Like if nothing else, we want to clean up that list, and you know, like things like that. So it's not gonna. And who knows what else is there? Like we really didn't review that whole list like a lot of times, or like in
Yeah.
any kind of real manner. So like the one like piece that like was sort of like I thought maybe has some merit, is like. Having like all the suppliers represented by a thing by a person that is elected, or having like for
Yeah.
example non-members represented in a certain way, or having like so kind of be trying to kind of be even more inclusive in certain ways than we are right now. I
Yeah.
think Kirsten was kind of interested in ex officio. And I didn't know, you know, like we don't need ex officio because as you were all saying, you actually just show up, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
like, you know, so like in that way, but having no vote may matter. So like I can imagine a scenario where like we're all saying EBSCO needs to put money into like whatever and because we have a huge majority that EBSCO is not involved with, we can always, and EBSCO will do anyway whatever they want. We
We can
know.
always, and we can't force EBSCO to do anything.
Yeah.
That's
I
right.
mean, we can force any more than you could be like, well, the University of Chicago needs to pony up a couple million
That's
dollars
right.
to provide development in this
But
area.
in some way, Kristen, I think you're saying the whole thing is a little bit kaput, you know, and
Well, that's
like.
always been the challenge. I mean, that's always been the whole thing with the product council that we talk
That's right.
about. You
So,
know,
and
the
I'm
product
kind of
council
worried.
does not tell people what to do.
Yes. And I'm just worried that, like, because we're all thinking that it's a kind of kaput, our engagement numbers are going to go lower and lower every year because we think it's a little kaput.
Right.
And, you know, like, and, sorry.
That is a problem. I agree with you.
Yes.
Like
Yes.
we whether it, you know, I mean we talk about EBSCO, but we can't tell anybody what to do, really. We can only
Yeah.
ask for the other things. What we have successfully done is told people what not to do.
Right.
You know, like the technical council has been like, we don't like this module because it doesn't meet these standards, so you can't put it in there. And so, you know, like that's where the power has come in, and I think so far that hasn't created kind of a schism. But I mean, we've seen, you know, I feel like, you know, in reshare, they said that's not reshare, you can't do that. And so now we have another system that, you know, does borrowing differently.
Yeah, I know that one
And
well.
that can happen to Folio if the council said, you know, like imagine, let's say the Library of Congress said, you know, EBSCO, we need you to do this, and Tech Council said, nope, doesn't fit our tech framework or something, you know, can't do Eureka. I mean, it would still happen. It might not happen under Folio then. That would be, I think, the end result, and I don't know. I think that is that, you know, that is not a solved problem, and that maybe is where Ian Ibbotson was even going, although we don't, you know, maybe we didn't see the manifesto as the right solution to the problem.
I mean, I think the other side of the coin is getting more members. to keep it, a little bit more solvent.
Right.
But yeah, that's a whole other meeting.
Yeah, no
So
doubt.
yeah,
So I realize
so
we're kind
brief.
of at 10:30 now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Well, thank you for the like. If we can we like I don't know what Mike wanted to give a little more context, I think, or something.
yeah.
And like so maybe we can we spend one more meeting on this and see if we even get anywhere, or what do you
I
all
think, I mean, I would like to, for the next meeting, like, iron out which of these we'd like to bring forward to discussion with the broader CC,
Okay, yeah.
and make that kind of the objective.
Yeah.
I won't be there next week because I'm going hiking with my parents.
Oh, good.
And I won't
Nice.
be either. I'll be away from work, so
Okay.
I mean,
Gotcha. If you guys.
I'm in favor of talking about representative membership on the councils and exploring that a little bit further.
Okay.
I do kind of feel like the ex officio is sort of already there by
Yeah.
default.
Yeah.
That wouldn't really solve anything. But I think the idea, it might be good to talk more about engagement too, but the
Yeah.
elephant's still in
No,
the room.
totally. Yeah. Suzanne, what are your general thoughts so I can carry them to the next meeting?
I don't know. I
Okay.
if I have
Okay.
something, I will add it to the document.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. That way we just kind of have like a general consensus.
So, who wants to convene the next meeting?
I can do it.
Okay. You want to be note taker, Boaz?
Sure.
Okay. I'm putting it on here, and
Sweet.
I'll put it in the agenda document, and I'll just send a note out to that Suzanne and I will be out on the Slack channel.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Kristen.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks,
Thank
guys.
you. Bye.
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 Bye.